Titus chapter 2, and I'm going to read verses 11 and 12 for us again for the second study. Titus 2, verse 11, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world."
It's a wonderful progression that we get in these scriptures as we go from verse 11 to verse 12. It's a wonderful progression as we look at these scriptures. We've used the word synopsis because every word that is given to us, yes, in the scriptures anyways, but as we look at this verse 12, that every word has behind it a wealth of encouragement, a wealth of meaning, and that which would help us in our practical Christian lives. We were reminded this morning to take the scripture as it's given to us here in the context of where it was written, reminding us of the first 10 verses of chapter 2 and how everyone, older women, older men, young women, young men, servants, how it applies to every one of us. What is the motivation that we have to live the life that God has given us and called us to live in this present world in separation to Him? What is the motivation for us? Do we not find that it has been set before us already and will be continued this afternoon as we look at these verses, the motivation being the grace that has appeared? As we've seen this morning in the person of the eternal Son who became flesh and dwelt among us. And now we see this grace that teaches us in verse 12. Teaches us. And it's very important for us to understand the progression from verse 11 to verse 12. Because this morning we highlighted that the grace of God that has appeared has come within the reach of all men. That it is available for all to receive. But it's important, and I'll read a verse in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 10. It's important for us to understand this principle that it's available to all, but it is working now in those who believe. Verse 10, "For to this end we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those who believe." Here we come in verse 12 of Titus 2, teaching us. This grace now that has appeared, and we can emphasize that this has appeared in the past. The grace that has come, it has appeared. We have come to know that grace through the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. The work of grace, as far as the cross is concerned, is a completed work. God, a holy God, a righteous God, has been satisfied on the question of sin once and for eternity. That's a work that is past, but still available. Now we come to verse 12, and we come to the very present time. It's teaching us. Who are the us? Those of us who have come to receive and believe in the grace of God that has appeared and has been extended, grace that has become in our reach by the believing of faith, accepting God at His word through the person of His Son. So this verse now applies to those who have accepted Him, who have believed in the grace that has appeared, the Lord Jesus Christ. And He's teaching us. If we go in the context of this particular epistle, Paul has commissioned Titus. And he's commissioned Titus for what? He's commissioned Titus to set in order the things that are lacking in Crete. And there was a lot lacking. But because of what was lacking, he set in order and set before us the scope of Christian truth so nicely summarized in this epistle for us to learn from. But to set in order, to teach it, to show it. And really what we learn when we think of this word teaching us is the same as you have as a parent. Rear up a child in the way he should go. That rearing up, that's this teaching. How is that rearing up done? It is pointing, as believers, we are pointed to Christ. He is set before us as the example. But that rearing up is done even as we understand that the Father and His Son relationship, as you have in Hebrews chapter 12, that the Father loves the Son. And every son whom he loves, He chastens. And this is the rearing up. It is the correcting. It is the pointing into the straight line, the line that would be followed. And this is what Paul has commissioned to Titus, to set in order the things that are lacking. Titus was the rear. But what does the teacher do? The teacher, the true teacher, does not draw attention to himself. The true teacher points to the one to follow, points to Christ. And as Titus was setting in order the things that were lacking, by setting before them the line that ought to be followed in accordance to the Word of God and in testimony for Christ, he ultimately points them to Christ. Follow Christ. Just like Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. And this is the thought as we come to verse 12, teaching us and pointing us and setting in order those things which are according to sound doctrine, that which is healthful. So teaching us, and then in this verse is set before us first those things which ought to be set aside, and in the tense of the verse have been set aside, and we need to open these things up. Teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts. And to open this up, what does this mean? When did this take place? Is it ongoing? And then, as we look at this further, we should live, and you can see how this is so much in the present tense, in the time, in the day, today, as believers who have believed, that it is teaching us that we should live. How? And then these three things: soberly, righteously, and godly. What does this set before us? Who does it set before us? How is it set before us? And what does it point us to? Where do we find the examples for soberness? What does this mean? I'm just putting this out because we need to develop this. What does it mean to live a righteous life? What is godly, or what is godliness? And how ought that to be seen in you and me? And for when? In this present age. In this present age, in this day of grace, that the Lord, in his infinite mercy, has provided us the motivation and the means and the energy in order to respond in such a way that our lives here in this scene, as those who have received the manifold and glorious grace of the gospel of Jesus Christ, can live in a life, and this is verse 12, in separation unto him. Sanctified. That sanctifying work that is ongoing in our lives, setting us apart from all this world, this present age, set apart as unto Christ. And so we can develop that thought, as we've seen in verse 11, the wonder of the great salvation, and that how it has set us in right relationship and position before a holy God. Now, how does he take and set us apart for him, for his glory?